today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salamun alaikum. Welcome. This is another episode of today's special. Thank you very much for joining us on a special day.
القدس تنادينا القدس تنادينا
قدس تنادي قدس تنادي قدس تنادينا.
Today, Friday, is the 23rd of Ramadan, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 25th of Farvardin, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 14th of April, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For today, let's listen to chapter Al-Hujurat, verse 10.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم واتقوا الله لعلكم ترحمون.
The believers are but brothers, so make settlement between your brothers and fear Allah that you may receive mercy.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The blessed verse is saying that inasmuch as you strive to reconcile two brothers, it is also incumbent upon you to make peace seriously and decisively amongst conflicting believers. What a meaningful and interesting expression. All believers are like brethren, and contention and conflicts running amongst brethren are to be replaced by peace and sincerity. That's one of the most significant social responsibilities of Muslims against one another in administration of justice is clarified with all its dimensions. Dear brothers and sisters, today is Quds Day. Since 1980, on the last Friday of Ramadan, millions of Muslims all over the world have held parades to celebrate Al-Quds Day. Al-Quds Day is the last Friday of the month of Ramadan, on which demonstrations are held across the world to protest against the occupation of Palestine. Soon after the Islamic Revolution in Iran, Imam Khomeini, may Allah keep his soul in peace, called on Muslims to dedicate this day to demanding the rights of oppressed Muslims around the world, particularly in Palestine. On this day, rallies are organized before Friday prayer to protest against the occupation of Palestine and the oppression of its people. In some countries, due to lack of police authorization on Friday, the rallies make on another day, or there is only permission for holding conferences on that day.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The Day of Quds and its importance. Muslims and freedom lovers from around the world commemorate the International Quds Day every year. So the question is, that why such a ceremony is of utmost importance for the Islamic world. The late Imam Khomeini designated the last Friday of holy month of Ramadan as the International Quds Day in order to open a new phase of solidarity with Palestinians and invite Muslim and freedom-loving nations to be vigilant in the face of Zionism and global arrogance. The International Quds Day has turned into the symbol of unity, integrity, and cohesion among Muslim nations when it comes to the Palestinian cause, and the occupation of Al-Quds as the most important issue of the Islamic world. Therefore, Muslims commemorate that day on the last Friday of Ramadan each year. Muslim and freedom-seeking nations hold ceremonies, rituals, and demonstrations in order to support the rights of the Palestinians to rule their own ancient country and decide their own fate, as well as the Palestinian refugees' rights to come back to their homeland. The participants of the demonstration want to reveal the criminal nature of the fake regime and underline that the Zionist regime is the main and common enemy of Muslim nations and the whole human beings. The international support for the cause of Palestine have strengthened the might of resistance in the region. The Palestinian resistance groups have increased their rocket power as a deterrent tool to stop Zionist expansionist policy. This year's International Quds Day is the same as the previous year's demonstrations. Given the regional and global developments of the recent year, holding such a demonstration shows the doctrine of the Islamic world and the resistance movement in the face of enemies' plots and schemes.
The sound of a Lebanese child being terrorized by Israeli bombing. Palestinian children dying every day. How many will be killed this Ramadan? How many will not make it home safe tonight? Do you care? Will you stand with them? Will you march for Palestine? Make us stand for justice. March against Israeli oppression. Join the Quds Day march.
There's only one thing in my mind, and that is that I face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Qiyamah, I will be able to say, Ya Allah, I did whatever I could for those who are oppressed. I heard your command. Stand up for the sake of those oppressed men, women and children who are crying, who are saying, Ya Allah, send us a helper.
Embrace the spirit of Ramadan. Join the struggle for justice.
Palestine will be free. Palestine will be free.
In this part, we'll look at Al-Quds Day in Ayatollah Khamenei's speeches. What is important is that the world of Islam should not forget about the issue of Palestine. America, the arrogant powers, and constant superpowers of Zionists have forced Muslims to forget issue of Palestine, but the Islamic Ummah and the Iranians should not allow the issue of Palestine to be forgotten. The issue of Palestine has only one solution, and that is the establishment of a Palestinian government in Palestine. Every inch of Palestine is an inch of Muslims' house. Any government other than a Palestinian, one and other than a Muslim, one over Palestine, is a usurper. Our word is what Imam Khomeini said, that Israel must be wiped away.
Oh,
This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. In this part, we look at Imam Khomeini's wise idea to awaken Muslims. Before the Quds Day came into being, Palestine was an Islamic Arab issue. But after that, the world got focused on Israeli war crimes. Israeli systematic killing of the Palestinian children came into limelight. Islamic Revolution Supreme Leader Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei once said that it is courageous of the European people and some Latin American countries to protest against the Zionist regime, which shows that the non-Muslim world has not been totally defeated by the wicked forces whose Quranic name is Satan. Imam Khomeini once said that the Zionist regime is a cancerous tumor that can only be removed with the uprising of Muslims and the world's weakened people against it. Imam Khomeini later said that the Quds Day is the day of war of the oppressed against the oppressors.
یکی از برجستگی های راهپیمایی روز قدس
This action, confronting problems within the Islamic Ummah, is one of the prominent aspects of Quds Day rallies. Notice that in almost all small and large cities of Iran, the people take to the streets on Quds Day while they are fasting. In recent years, they have been doing so in hot weather. You were witness to the large gatherings of the people in Tehran and other cities. Those people are Shia, but they express their sympathy and support for the Palestinians who are Sunnis. This is the meaning of unity. This is the meaning of commitment to the unity of the Islamic Ummah. It is our magnanimous Imam, Rahmatullahi Alayhi, who led the foundation for this, and today the people are moving towards it, unity.
معنای اتحاد اینه
We are around to end this holy month by asking the Almighty to answer our prayers and one of these prayers was to liberate the holy sites and the holy land in Palestine. This prayer is about to be answered, alhamdulillah. This is not my word. This is the word of many Zionist figures who are admitting that the project of Israeli state is a fail, is not living anymore. They are shocked by the bravery of the Palestinian youth, those who were born under occupation. They thought that those young people would be bombarded by the media and they will live after their desires, forgetting about their cause. And now what we're saying, that this generation, this young man and women like you, are the key of the soon liberation, inshallah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Why? Because this illegal state was built on aggression, on military, on occupation. So when it was defeated in Lebanon in 2000 and then defeated again in 2006 and defeated again and again with many wars on Gaza and defeated with the bravery of the young men and women of the 67 occupied land, now the conspiracy is over.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. We are in the month of Ramadan, so please keep us in your dua and supplication. Have a nice time. And في أمان الله.
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد. محمد نبي علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي